Now again, to have a reading from 1 Thessalonians, a letter of the Apostle Paul to the Christians in that town of Thessalonica, which Vivian's going to read for us now. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Vivian, thank you. You can find it on page 1188, if you want to, in your pew Bibles.
Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command and the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. This is the word of the Lord.
So if our knees permit it, we're going to remain standing for our gospel reading, which Annabelle's going to read for us.
John chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white, seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you. Now, I wonder if anybody can think of any symbols of Easter or things that we associate with Easter. The cross, okay, excellent, yes, what else? Easter egg, yes, kind of new life maybe, an egg, yes.
Lamb,
can't be too long now, maybe, delicious, yes, excellent, anything else?
Embalming,
spices, okay, yes, interesting, thank you, John, yes. I was thinking there might be lots of spring suggestions, you know, new flowers, new life, yes. Perhaps the lamb not only roasted, but gambling about, full of life, yes. Well, I want to introduce to you today a new and very important symbol of Easter that you might not have thought of before. And that is the cardboard box. Cardboard box, symbol of Easter and the Lord Jesus. So next time you see a box, no doubt you'll think of this. Now, this box is actually going to represent for us the tomb or death or the grave. Now we normally, of course, bury bodies in the ground, but in ancient Israel, it wasn't quite like that. It was often a tomb, which might be carved into the rock or made out of a cave or something. So you could maybe walk into and out of the tomb, this burial space. But, of course, we all know, sad, that we're all eventually going to die. Can I have the slide up, please? John, you've got to do your driving test soon. What's that? Okay, there's some revision to do. After the GCSEs, we've got to crack on with this. Someone help us out? No through road. Or it's what you've got to say in the test, okay, no through road. Or colloquially, dead end. Okay? And if you can see the box here, you can see it's a dead end. It's blocked. No through road. That's how death might seem to us. It's coming to us all inevitably. There's no way out. Rather sad and difficult. Now, if you'd like to get a better view of the exciting box, you're welcome to change position, by the way. But I need a very particular type of volunteer now, who is someone who both fits in the box, but is not too delinquent and might vaguely do as requested and might have a certain amount of strength. So, is there anyone who'd like to volunteer for this exciting role? Ah, yes, fantastic. Do come. We can do this at home later, Tommy. Yes. Brilliant. Thank you. Now, just remind me of your name.
Cleo.
Fantastic. Now, Cleo, do you think you could just sort of sit in the box for a moment for me? Very, very carefully. Because if it all collapses at this stage, it's all gone wrong, okay? Just sit there very carefully. That's brilliant. Chloe, you're a natural. Now, I want you... Jesus caused some people in his ministry here on earth to rise from the dead, didn't he? You might think of Jairus' daughter. Chloe is going to be Jesus' friend Lazarus. Do you remember him? He died, everybody's sad and crying and so on, and they put him in the tomb. Actually, by the time Jesus gets there, he's been in the tomb 4 days. And that Jesus says, okay, open up the tomb, I'm here. And they say, but Jesus, you know, it's hot, he's been there 4 days. He stinketh. It's going to be horrible in there. There'll be a terrible, terrible smell, Jesus. That is not the best idea. But anyway, Jesus gets them to open the tomb, and he says, Lazarus, or Chloe in this case, come out. And he does. Ta-da! Well done. No, Chloe, we haven't finished with you yet. I'm afraid you've got to earn this much more than that. So, Chloe's fast Lazarus was alive again, risen from the dead. He'd come back. Cleo, I'm so sorry. I'll forget that again. Cleo, sorry. So, Lazarus risen from the dead, fantastic. But actually, Lazarus was actually going to die again. Sooner or later, he'd find himself again in the box / tomb / grave. He was sort of resuscitated rather than resurrected, we might say. So Jesus, Easter Sunday morning, is something rather different. Jesus dies never and rises from the grave, never to die again. So this is where it gets tricky, Cleo. I'm hoping that you can hold on to this red ribbon. All will be explained in a moment. And also, simultaneously, punch your way through the box to resurrection life. Do you think you can do that? Through the back of the box. So, we might say Jesus was, raised to life by the Holy Spirit or God the Father, but Cleo fantastically didn't need any help from the rector. Do you think you can go through it this way? Go on. Hooray! Marvellous! Well done, thank you. That's fine, Cleo, thank you. So, Jesus rose from the dead. It's as if he punched... Oh, no, we haven't finished, sorry! Sorry, I know it's hard work, sorry. If you could sort of stand over here, Jesus, and you come back risen from the dead. So if you stand here and hold this, fantastic. Okay, so new life! Jesus risen from the dead. It's as if he's punched a hole in the back of the tomb. The grave is transformed forever. What seemed to be a dead end is now more like a door or a gateway. The grave is the way to new life for all those who put their trust in Jesus. It's not so much a dead end now as... Okay, yes, your knowledge of signs is better than mine. I was hoping you might say one way, okay? Jesus is the one way to resurrection life, the way through the grave. Death is changed into a kind of door, or if you like, a womb. Okay. So, the great thing then is to be connected to the Lord Jesus, to get life from him, to benefit from Jesus' death and resurrection. And the Bible says that we do that by trusting in him, or trusting into him. We need to be connected with Jesus. Now, are there any other children who'd like to be involved in this? Do you want to come up, anybody? No, not really. Yes, come on. We'll start off with you, John. If I was better at shopping on Amazon, this ribbon might extend around the entire congregation. But do you want to grab on a bit of ribbon? The good news is that anybody who wants to put their trust in Jesus, fantastic. I should take it to the back for me. Can get connected to Jesus just by trusting in him. And Jesus' life will flow to us. Without Jesus, we're spiritually dead, but trusting in Jesus, we have new life. We can know friendship with God, and we can know heaven and the new creation when we die. Fantastic, brilliant. You're a natural. Do come back. So, Jesus has transformed death. Jesus has triumphed over sin and death and hell. Death is transformed for us. The tomb is a gateway, a door, a womb. We can have new life by trusting in Jesus. Jesus has come back from the dead to tell the tale, and the great thing is to get connected to Jesus by putting our trust in him, by believing in him. Thank you so much, Cleo. I'm very sorry for misnaming you. Shall we give Cleo and our other sisters a round of applause?